This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
This is going to be a doozy today. A couple sides fighting it out here over presents. I don't know how you can get in a fight about presents, but Will and Maddie have found a way. So let's get started here. Will?
Hey, hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are presents a problem in your relationship?
Okay, so I've been married to my wife for a couple years, and it's just gotten to the point where everything's very predictable, and so I want to change things up, you know? Like, it's just, you know, a trinket here, a little birthday present there, anniversary, Valentine's. I just want to, my thought is to get one big gift for the whole year. Make something really nice and really special.
Nice.
Okay. And then that takes care of what? Like, did you already do something for Valentine's? Does that take care of anniversary? Does that take care of Christmas?
Birthday.
All that?
Yeah. I'm thinking it's like the whole thing all at once. So as opposed to like a bunch of nice but like tiny ones, like one really big one, you know?
Okay.
And you've floated this idea past her and met with resistance is what I'm guessing. And that's what brings you here.
Yeah, kind of. Like I already did it. Which maybe is my first mistake.
Oh,
but I didn't.
Does she know? Hold
totally
on. Let's
check with her.
Let's get Maddie in here. And Maddie.
Hey, yai.
Yai.
Why are you opposed to this? What's your side of this?
How come you don't like presents?
I like presents, but come on, the anticipation of holidays. I want to feel special. I want to each time have something coming at me so I can take it to work and be like, hey, look what he got me, my man.
Oh, okay.
You know, one thing, it's like one thing a year. Come on.
But it's a big thing.
I mean,
I'd rather be showered over and over. I'm the kind of woman that needs a constant reminder of love.
But just to be clear, I love you, Maddie, and Maddie's birthday is coming up. So it's an anticipation kind of gift.
But it's a bit. It's big enough.
I don't like waiting.
Will, okay. I don't want to get down in the weeds on this. But let's say you normally spend $100 or a couple hundred bucks on a birthday present, maybe $100 on a meal, and you know $20-$30 on Ubers and some drinks or whatever. So is an average birthday a couple hundred bucks sort of for you?
Yeah, like we have moved beyond the 3-digit gift into 4-digit land.
Okay, and so when you're combining Christmas and birthday and anniversary all into one thing, are you spending a lot more money than that? Are you spending a lot more than you're spending more than that?
I feel like it's pretty substantial. That's what makes it special.
Okay.
Okay, so then, Maddie, I'm sorry to be the accountant here. You'd rather have three little birds than one huge bird.
I mean, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound that good. But when you're waiting all year long and everyone else is getting presents and telling all the special things that they got, you know, I want to have something too.
Sounds like Will is fatigued.
I don't want to wait for one big thing.
Okay.
It doesn't last. It doesn't last long enough. Is my fear, I guess.
And totally in my defense, part of the reason why I decided to do that this year is because it feels like when you do it for every little thing that's happening throughout the year, they become nice, but they're like small things that don't really matter. I wanted to get one thing that was actually purposeful and really good and something that Maddie needed, as opposed to something that was just kind of nice, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to know then. I want to see what kind
of. But it's not your birthday yet.
Ideas you have.
Here's the problem that I have. Will, you're on Great Mate Debate, and we're supposed to be deciding whether you do the one big gift or a bunch of little gifts, but you said a second ago you've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something refundable or, because what do you mean you've already done it?
I don't think that maybe I could reverse it, but it might be a little tough.
Do we ruin the birthday present?
Yes, actually.
Do you want to ruin the birthday present? I mean, it won't ruin it. This will be the surprise. This is a bigger birthday surprise because you're doing it on the radio.
Yes.
How's that? Do you want to tell us? Maybe?
Yeah. Maddie, just think of this like it's a birthday surprise, just really early.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. Hey, I love surprises.
Okay. You're such a hard worker and you're so smart. And I know that it's been a big pain that you've had the student loan debt that's been hanging over your head. So I took care of a big chunk of it for you.
Nice.
You did?
That's huge.
Like a big, big chunk.
Yeah. Like a decent amount of it.
Maddie, happy birthday. So,
that's awesome.
That's not really a present though.
But it is a present.
I mean,
it's something you needed.
I mean, it's nice. Okay, honey, that's sweet. I really appreciate. I noticed that the payment was lower.
Yeah, well, I mean, baby, you were talking about it last week that it was such a pain, you know, that you just have to keep on dealing with it.
It's true, but does that mean I get a vacation too?
Oh my God! How much?
I mean, maybe like a staycation.
Wait. So Maddie needs. Oh, I get it now. She has nothing tangible to walk into her girlfriends and brag about it. She can't. This isn't braggable, really.
Right.
It's not a rock.
Look how low my student loan payment is.
It's sweet. I get it. Thank you.
Oh, but God. This is not great.
I think Will made things worse.
But then that's like you. Did you spend some? Like, you don't have a budget for other things now, Will? Is that where we're at, kind of?
Yeah, like this is. This is kind of like the excess budget for like the next 10 months.
Wow.
All right.
That was a very logical.
For my actual birthday, we can get a limo. We can go out. We can take our friends out. Right.
I think he spent the money.
I love that, but we just don't have the money for it now.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like a present to me.
Paying thousands of dollars of your student loan debt isn't a present. What would you call that? If I gave it to you, would it be a present?
That's a good point.
Because it's just not a present because we're not sleeping together. You expect something different, but if anybody did that for you, you'd be grateful. But because it's your husband, it's suddenly not a present. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take sides, but it's like,
that's a fair point. It's a fair point. Thanks, Will. Thank you.
Is it boring? Is that the problem? That it's just like, it's just boring?
Yeah.
My God, you guys.
I really appreciate it.
You're doing a bang-up job. Here's what we're going
to... Oh, great. Now the whole world is listening to me, aren't they? Oh,
you're great. I feel bad now.
Let's do this.
Oh, no.
Everybody just hang on. We're going to get a jury in here and decide what... Hang on.
Will went logical on the gift, and she wanted emotional. She wanted bling and shiny and something to brag.
Will's a man, and you bring up this white men can't jump analogy to me all the time.
Oh.
Like if my wife were constantly opening up an envelope and going, ugh, I'm never getting out from under this debt. I'm a man. I'm gonna hunt. I'm gonna gather. I'm gonna conquer her demon first.
Yeah.
Yes. And in White Men Can't Jump, what does she say? It's something like,
I want you to sympathize me being thirsty. I don't want you to go get me a glass of water. I want you to sympathize how it feels.
Like when you were thirsty one time.
Yes.
So when she's saying, I hate the student loan debt, he should be like, I hate it too. I hated mine, but don't go help her with it.
I guess. Still buy her all the 900 presents throughout the year that she's been used to that she can go brag about.
Is that really why we buy
To me, with Maddie, that's important to her. To show it off, look what my man did for me. And you're right.
There's no way to walk in.
There's no sexiness to,
right?
I paid down your student loan.
Yeah, you walk in with I don't even know who controls student loans. Your statement's like, look at this.
And your girlfriend's
like, look how much money came off.
Oh, I'm looking for a ring on your finger and I'm not seeing that.
But if he bought her a trip somewhere, or if you bought her a car, give her a down payment on, then the car is tangible. The pictures from a trip are tangible. Like, you could show something.
Yes.
But paying your student loan down.
She can't show that. Right? So I don't know where these guys are at.
I don't either. So did Will make a huge mistake?
Ugh.
Or is Maddie being ungrateful? Or is a little bit of both of those things?
And is it a good idea? Let's pare it down to one big present a year as opposed to a little present.
Can you pull that off? I think as a married couple, you can. But it doesn't seem to be working for Will and Maddie. They could use your help. Vicky.
Yai.
What do you think?
You guys nailed it. It's totally in the middle. She needs to be showered with you. How are they married without him knowing that this is the case and this is how she is?
I'm sorry, but I know my wife likes little gifts, but I know my wife also likes to live a stress-free life. Mm. And sometimes, as a man, I'd rather provide her with the big thing.
Yeah, last longer.
Then yes!
Yeah.
I'm sorry, am I just thinking logically? I'm sorry if that offends you.
I think that's what's going
on. No, you guys were right. You were saying it's kind of in the middle, I think. Like,
so then who's
right. She deserves to be showered with gifts. He's kind of... God love you, Will. I know your heart was in the right place, but you don't get a woman as a gift of paying off a portion of a student loan. Boring. And Steve, she wants to be able to brag. She wants to be marked with jewelry or whatever.
So then,
that whole
in the end, whose side are you on?
I got to go with Maddie.
Oh.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you know what? Maddie, I think, wants to brag about her man as well. Look what my man did for me. Look what my man got. I think not just brag about what she got, but what...
But I know I see that, but I mean, can't you go in and go, he did something I would have never, like, this feels like a bigger brat. I would have never imagined somebody would do this for me. It's like him, like, Maddie, what if you needed a kidney? Like, oh, but I still want a diamond on Christmas. It's like, you know what I'm saying? He did something unimaginably
out of the
big.
Box that no other guy has done for a girl.
I mean, as everyone talks, you guys, I'm listening to you all, and you all have good points of view, and I do love Will, and I see his heart in this. I just know when my birthday comes around, I'm going to be a little sad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and
I'm
when your
so
kidney's
grateful.
Failing, you're going to be really sad, because he's going to be like, I got you diamonds, though.
It's okay.
I got you something little.
It was thoughtful. It was huge. It's a huge gift.
Yeah.
And it does mean a lot, and I can see that. Okay, I was a little shocked earlier.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say a trip to, you know, the islands or something.
Oh. Yep, it's not that.
Okay.
And
that stuff's not out. That's not out of the question for the future, you know? Like, I love you. And that's
once your debt's paid off.
I feel like I've learned my lesson.
Well, let's keep going here. Next up is Kate.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
Oh, thank you.
Because I have a lot of student loan debt, and it's such a good gift to think about what is going to alleviate stress for your significant other, and why put yourself in more debt by buying a gift that you kind of, it loses its sparkle after a while.
Wow.
you know, like she's talking about getting, and I understand, like, I want nice things for my husband too. Every once in a while, but I think that it's such a thoughtful and unique way of saying, here's a way to relieve your stress, which is a gift in itself.
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, from her perspective, you can't show that off.
Right.
But, because you're like, look how relaxed I am.
That's totally it. This is like a year's worth of, like, massages.
Yeah, that is.
This is better than that stupid coupon book. Oh, God.
Free hugs.
Free hugs for the next 6-8 months. Janet?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on his side. Oh, my God. She is the most ungrateful person I think I've ever heard in my life.
Oh.
What I would give to have someone have paid off my debt. What a great gift that is. And, you know, for both of us, and I'm
grateful.
Can't
excuse me. Excuse me. Hold on.
We
excuse
can't afford
me.
To
grateful.
Grateful. So, you know,
Janet. Janet,
I'm making my own payments. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what we do? We spend time with each other, and that's our gift.
Yeah.
And I love you, Maddie. I know. I don't think you're being ungrateful. I think I'm just learning about what's like a sexy gift and what's not.
Learning the hard way on the radio, though, aren't you?
For real. This is like a public
Lori.
Well, honey, I was paying my payments, and it was hard, and it was as stressful as, you know, and it's the shared stress we all have in the working world. And it just isn't. I am so grateful, and I'm starting to see your point of view. It's just, you know, when I have a little bling, a bracelet that you got me, I look at it, it sparkles, and I think of you. If I have Facebook photos of the vacation that we took, everybody gets to see what you've done. And, you know, I'm listening to these people, and I am hearing I can change my perspective, and I appreciate that. And I will. But I was shocked because I am used to, you know, you usually do go above and beyond, and I can see that this is above and beyond.
Just not.
And
yeah. Well, here's the deal.
I'm not even going to add a just not anymore.
Okay.
I love
well,
you, honey.
We don't have time to take a bunch more calls, so we'll just let you know. What does social media look like, Steve?
It was kind of weird, but in the end, it was Maddie.
Oof. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for Maddie, we don't count social media towards the vote.
It's just it.
So on the phones, it is 7-3 for Will.
Okay.
Maddie.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
I feel that I love him, and I'm still holding out for something on my birthday.
Oh, my God!
I love it.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Will.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the Radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.